Back in 2008, BBRSDA offered Bill Henderson at BNC Fiberglass a grant to develop a flush deck mold for some of the older boats in the fleet.
BBRSDA funded a grant to build plugs and molds to put a flush deck into Rawson's. They wanted the Rawson owners to know that their boats were capable of being upgraded to meet the new quality standards that they were trying to get. So they funded the project. We built the molds. We made parts, we brought them up, we've installed them, and so far in three Rawsons. This is the first Wegley, the Carol Jean, that we've tried to install them in, and it worked fine. It fits Wegleys and Rawsons nicely.
The flush decks have a number of advantages, including just for the comfort of the crew.
Initially, the flush deck started being put in, at least I was of the opinion this was why, because it was easier on the crew. It didn't require so much work, so they weren't getting worn out as quickly.
And now, with added emphasis on raising the quality of the delivered product, flush decks have an advantage for simply cutting down on the movement of the fish.
They don't get handled as much, getting them into the fish holds. In our particular mold case, we have nicely rounded, gel-coated, molded corners, so as the fish do slide across the deck, they're not sliding over hard edges and scraping the scales off and that sort of thing. So there's an advantage there to a molded surface versus a one-off custom laminate surface, which is what we've always done until now.
It took BNC about a week and a half to finish installation on the Carol Jean. After the owners had gutted the old deck and holds themselves, the new one comes with 10 fish holds,
which are all smaller in size, and that's what the fish companies are after these days. Still will pack around 9,000 or 10,000 pounds under the lids, but it's a nice, tidy little fish hold setup.
Henderson says BNC's flush decks can accommodate some RSW upgrades, and the bulkheads beneath the deck are built to add insulation.
We use Canaccord lightweight honeycomb panels, which have a 3 times the R-value of a 3/4 inch sheet of plywood. So you're getting quite a bit of R-value in your fish hold with this installation. The only thing left at that point to insulate would be the hull side and hull bottom in the fish bins. Everything else is already insulated automatically with our system.
So far, BBRSDA seems satisfied with their public-private partnership, which has developed a convenient and cost-effective way for some of the smaller boats in the fleet to make a nice upgrade.
That was our RSDA's goal when they started, was to try to demonstrate to the Rawson and small Wegley, small boats in general, owners that their boats were upgradable. They didn't have to buy a new boat, and they weren't going to get left behind.
And there's up to $20,000 on the table to make upgrades like this under BBEDC's Vessel Improvement Grant Program. Henderson says the A-model Wegley they just finished refitting cost about $35,000, but he's going to sell kits for the do-it-yourselfers that should come in under $20,000, meaning with a little elbow grease, Wegley and Rawson owners could probably get into a new flush deck for free. For the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report, I'm Dave Benninger.